I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Much speculation about her future in Washington. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has just officially said she will not be running again for office. Here's part of Pelosi's announcement just posted.
I say to my colleagues in the House all the time, no matter what title they have bestowed upon me, Speaker, Leader, Whip, there has been no greater honor for me than to stand on the House floor and say, I speak for the people of San Francisco. I have truly loved serving as your voice in Congress, and I've always honored the song of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, the anthem of our city. That is why I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know. I will not be seeking re-election to Congress.
And they cued the violins, and wasn't it not a touching moment as Nancy Pelosi talked about, I'm leaving office, I'm walking away from Congress after 40 years, or was it 400? Honestly, I'm not sure. Nancy Pelosi stepping aside. She's been in Congress since 1987, and now Nancy is hanging up her witch's hat. So we go from the very somber music that Nancy had to celebration. Ding dong, the witch is dead. I don't wish her any ill will, but I'm glad to see her go. And I will not forget, nor should you, in Donald Trump's first State of the Union address, when she stood after the speech was given, and she knows she's on camera right behind Trump, and she rips the speech up into pieces and tosses it aside. Such disdain for a new president simply because he wasn't supposed to be president. They did everything they could to get him out. They continued all through the first term. And they continued to keep him out the second term. And they did keep him out immediately. But they did win the second term. And they were still trying. And they are still trying. So I have no lost love for Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, November 6, 2025. I ask you to bear with me. I'm suffering a little bit of a sore throat, but we're going to try our best to get through for you. And with Larry Connors USA, I remind you, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8. And by the time we finish this hour, you're going to have more knowledge than you do right now because we bring a lot of material for you. This is day 37. Day 37 of the shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, and now the word is coming out of the FAA. We're going to be cutting thousands of flights a day starting probably tomorrow. 10% across 40 high-volume markets to make sure that we have enough people on board for air traffic controllers. And we keep the public safety. And if that's not good enough, then we will cut again. Some of your plans for Thanksgiving might just be going up in smoke, which is better in this fashion than a plane that has to go down because controllers cannot keep up with all the traffic. A lot of controllers still calling in sick. Why? Because they're not being paid. Again, that is the Chuck Schumer shutdown. Make sure you understand that. In our next hour, how taxpayer money meant for the homeless actually bankrolling anti-American political agendas. No surprise here. But the documentation and how we're going to break it down for you, it's going to P.O. you. I'll probably tell you that right now. And later this hour, the story behind the story, our new feature we began in the 6 o'clock hour. The time I went undercover to bust a, no pun intended there, undercover to bust a prostitution ring, and I got busted. The story behind the story later in this hour. And I want to remind you, we now have a food drive. We're starting November 10, because there are so many people that do not have the benefits they need through the SNAP program and elsewhere, and others that are just finding a hard time putting things together. News Talk STL is stepping up, and with the help of all the three Bartolino's locations, both Crisp Pancake and Dining locations, all three Michael's Flooring outlets, we're setting up barrels where you can take food, canned food, non-perishable, and drop them off. You say you want to help your fellow man, and we don't need the government to do it. Here's your chance to prove it. We'll also have a box outside our studios here at the Westport area at News Talk STL. You pick up some groceries, buy a few extra to help someone else that is not as fortunate as you. Now, back to the word coming that Nancy is leaving and Peter Ducey on how Trump reacted.
I just chatted with President Trump about this breaking news that Nancy Pelosi will be leaving Washington. He tells me the following, and this is a quote. The retirement of Nancy Pelosi is a great thing for America. She was evil, corrupt, and only focused on bad things for our country. She was rapidly losing control of her party, and it was never coming back. I'm very honored. She impeached me twice and failed miserably twice. Nancy Pelosi is a highly overrated politician. And so that is the first word, but definitely not the last word, from President Trump about this, because about 90 minutes from right now, we do expect to see him in the Oval Office. The two of them, of course, throughout his entire first term, had historic battles, whether it was over funding, whether it was over his impeachment. The two of them did not get along at all, but like many historic figures here in Washington, President Trump will outlast her.
Yeah, great. Don't let the door hit you in the behind on the way out, Nancy. She is not going to run for re-election. We had already indicated this the other day, that she was going to wait until after the Tuesday elections, which we had. She thought, I need to be there to help make sure Prop 50 gets through in California, and we get five more state representatives for the state of California, Democrats, and everything else falls into place. So she's walking away saying, I have finished my work here. The icing is on the cake. Everything is good. As I said, Nancy, do not let the door hit you on the butt on the way out. In the meantime, there is a new wicked in New York City, Mommy Mondani. And the escape from New York is ramping up.
Of Mamdani in full swing, with nervous New Yorkers turning Florida into a real estate hotspot yet again as they look to flee south. Fox Business writing the following, quote, election anxiety in New York City has turned into a real estate windfall in South Florida. West Palm Beach in Miami surpassing New York City as the world's fastest growing wealth hubs. One Florida developer also saying his company has closed more than $100 million in signed contracts from New York buyers just the past few months.
In fact, the number one realtor in the nation right now might be Mondani, just like Obama was the number one gun sales proponent when he was in office. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Chase Morgan, the largest bank in the nation, which has its headquarters in New York, but is slowly edging out.
New York has to compete. You know, no city has divine rights to success. There are great cities everywhere. We have more people in Texas than we have in New York. That didn't have to be that way. And so, you know, if I was any mayor of any city, I'd be thinking about, what do I need to do to build a great city to help all of my citizens? And, you know, all the things that create, you know, good competition.
You talk about more people in Texas. Employees are actually going to get up and leave New York City because Orrin Mamdani is mayor. Talk of this. Do you think any of those employees are actually going to get up and leave New York City because Lauren Mamdani is mayor?
So, first of all, people have left New York City. You've seen hedge funds and certain banks and Ken Griffin, and I think it's a bad idea. I mean, you want to have a very competitive city, and I don't want to use labels. The important thing to me is policies that actually work. Do you make crime better? Do you make the schools better? Do you make the health system better? I want to lift up all citizens, too. I've seen a lot of mayors and governors say things like that, and they fail to do it because their policies may not be so bad, but the implementation stinks. So, to me, is get this stuff right. Learn. He's a young man. You know, will he get good at it?
I see
a lot of people in big jobs, including political jobs, they grow into it.
Uh-huh.
They're learning, they're trusting people, they're figuring it out, they'll make mistakes, they adjust. I've seen a lot of people, they kind of swell into the job. They get worse. They, it all becomes about them or something like that.
Ego.
I'm hoping he's the good one. And that will be important for the future of New York.
Jamie Dimon, financial advisor, CEO of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. I hope she gets better. Jamie, where are you putting your money? You're definitely moving out of New York to a large extent. You've got properties in there. You still got to take care of some of those. And a building, they can't just simply walk away from totally, or can they? But this is an exodus from New York that is going to accelerate. Now, the issue is those who are leaving New York and going to Texas or Florida, we do not want them bringing their blue baggage with them and then try to go down there and let's start it all over again because we think we can do better. Well, they really cannot. I'm looking at a number four bite here I've got here in front of me that I want to share with you. Mamdani making basically a veiled threat to Donald Trump.
Hear me! President Trump, when I say this, to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
How do you respond to that? Does that affect anything you're going to do?
It's a very dangerous statement for him to make, actually. And, you talk about danger. I think it's a very dangerous statement for him to make. He has to be a little bit respectful of Washington, because if he's not, he doesn't have a chance of succeeding. And I want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed. I don't want to make him succeed. I want to make the city succeed. And we'll see what happens.
Did you see reaching out to him?
I would say he should reach out to us, really. I think he should reach out.
Right.
I'm here. We'll see what happens. But I would think that it would be more appropriate for him to reach out to us.
So the president's office door is open for Mamdani. But is he going to reach out? To his credit, Trump said, look, I want him to succeed. I want to see the city succeed, really, more than Mamdani. I do not want to see New Yorkers hurt. And they are going to be hurt. And it's not going to be easy going forward. If he comes in with his plan to take over the grocery stores and make them all public, and all those bodegas, the small little corner shops where you could go run in and get something or another, the Bodega Association leadership the other day said, we stand with Mamdani. And I thought, I'll bet you don't. And sure enough, the membership rose up the next day and said, we do not stand with him because he will bring in all these free groceries and grocery stores run by the state, city, and we will be out of business. See, they're smart enough to look beyond the cloud of cover that Mamdani has puffed up on his hashish pipe or whatever he's smoking. We talked extensively yesterday and based on part of a phone call I got from a listener regarding if we're going to see this country and go down the path of Sharia law. Now, I spent a lot of time on it yesterday. If you missed the program, I remind you, every program goes up as a podcast when we complete. And when we're on the air right now, you can actually watch the program. We're live streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. But if you miss anything, video or audio, and you want to go back and listen or watch, you go to News Talk STL Podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. So if you missed our discussion yesterday on Sharia law, and how it will or will not take place in this nation and under what circumstances, you want to go back and pull that up. specifically because when you hear this American voicing his concern.
Why are you guys so bothered Mamdani wins the mayor of New York City? It is a Democrat-run, liberal-run city, and nothing will differ other than he is a communist, and he will quadruple down on stupid, and they will become irrelevant as people and businesses flee, and the infrastructure and the businesses and the real estate market collapses around it. Before long, there will be no liberalism in which to speak of because it's crumbling around them and they continue to vote for stupid. Why are you angry about this? A Democrat was getting elected in New York City no matter what.
True.
They just picked the one that's going to burn the city down faster.
I think he nailed it. He absolutely did. And we're going to deal with this in more detail in our next hour, so there's a touch of what we're going to be dealing with. In the meantime, we are in day 37, as I said earlier, of the shutdown. And Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman says there's a bill to reopen the government is a Biden CR. In fact, the same one they've been trying to get them to vote on. He says it's a Biden CR. You guys voted for it before. We should do it now. Do they want to continue to hold the American people hostage over the holidays? I had made this prediction that they would not do it over Thanksgiving. It would be resolved before then. And a lot of the Democrats are getting a little antsy. Now, they like to think this is putting more pressure on Trump. I'm going to disagree. I think they are going to find out it's going to fall on their back big time. By the way, with Mondani going into the leadership of New York. The fire department of New York commissioner is Jewish. He handed in his resignation less than 12 hours after Mondani won. Now we'll see what Mondani does with the police commissioner, who many like and is all for law and order. Mondami was campaigning on, let's open up the jails, let's get rid of Rikers, let's let everybody out on the street again. And by the way, Mommy Mondani grabbed 57% of the Hispanic vote. But my guest coming up says Latinos are not buying woke, nor Mondani. They love liberty. Good for them. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beale and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beale. John Beale Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beale Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
My guest you often will see on Newsmax TV. He is also the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, author of a book, The Rise of Liberty Liberty-Loving Latinos, A New American Revolution. Chris Salcedo, glad to have you with us, sir.
And Larry, it's great to be with you. I love alliteration, so yeah. I'm sorry about the tongue twister there.
No, it was just me. I just misread it. I didn't have my cheaters on, so I misread it. But again, for the audience, again, the book is The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latinos, A New American Revolution. Now, you know, for the most part, a lot of the leftists have been trying to tell us that Latinos are Democrats, and they're full progressive.
Yes, they have. And in fact, they also tell America, CNN, MSNBS, and the like, they tell America that Latinos love lawbreaking. We love Marxism. We love illegality and illegal immigration. Nothing could be further from the truth, and the last election proved it.
Now, speaking of elections, let's jump back to the New York City mayoral election that just happened. When they did a breakout on a racial basis and the precincts that were primarily Latino, something like 437 precincts, Mondani got 57% of the Latino vote. Cuomo got 37, Sliwa 6. Does that say that they're still so entrenched that you're not going to be able to make anything happen?
No, it means that in a place like socialist New York, that's where a lot of loudmouth leftist Latinos congregate. You go down to my home state of Texas, where you watch the Democrat Party literally destroy Latino communities. Yeah. You'll see the majority of Latinos in Texas voting for freedom, voting for liberty, voting for the Constitution and the rule of law.
Well, as a fellow native Texan, I agree with you. And along the border, most of those who were complaining were the Latinos in their communities because the illegals coming in, hiding inside their communities, causing havoc for their own community and bringing more trouble to them than they had before the illegals crossed the border.
It's true. And you know what? It wasn't just that, Larry. It was also the drug cartel set up shop in Latino neighborhoods. The crime, the store shelves being picked clean. We detailed this a lot in the book. And all the Latino communities along the border complained to Joe Biden, said to Joe Biden, hey, man, I help us out down here. You're destroying us with your rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration. And the White House said, we don't care about you Latinos. We don't care about you guys. Just shut up and take it. And that's why those counties are now all red.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to go to. And they are realizing he was only interested in Latinos if you're illegal coming in, so we can put you in a state so you can add to their rolls census and vote illegally.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I'm looking at this daycare center that was raided as ICE agents arrested illegal aliens who were given access to children by left-wingers. And you've got these, who was this congressman? I just called him out. Mike Quigley. Mike Quigley says ICE isn't going after the worst of the worst. This morning they took a preschool teacher without a warrant in front of children in my district. So I asked the question, why is Mike Quigley so determined to get criminal illegal aliens in the presence of children? Why do Democrats want criminals mixed in with our children?
Now, if we're looking on the charitable side and being gracious about it, if you're going to arrest that teacher, arrest them outside the view of the children, put them in handcuffs, and this probably did not qualify as among the worst of the worst, but they're finding others in, as they're doing sweeps. So do you think that maybe this is ratcheted up too high and too fast right now?
No, what I would say is that the idea that, what if one of these teachers who are illegal aliens, there was another individual who was a foreign citizen who was elected mayor and has been voting in Kansas. He's been voting as an illegal alien, and he's an elected mayor. These people are given access. We have no idea of their backgrounds. They come from foreign countries. They obviously have not been vetted. So what if one of these illegal alien criminals molested a child, and we found out that ICE knew that they were illegal aliens but left them there?
Yeah, I agree with that. That is the issue, especially I don't want the illegals around the children. They may not be pedophiles, but I just don't want them around the children, period. But what I hear from the left is, my God, you're separating families from children. We don't know that many of those who came across with children were even related to the child that they brought across the border.
And not only that, we don't have to separate anyone. There's a congressman by the name of Brian Bilbray from San Diego a long time ago. He was born in America to an Australian mother who was here on a visa. She had him, and he was an American citizen. But when his mom left, when her expired visa, she went back to Australia. Guess what she did? She took her son with her. And when he turned 18, he came back as an American citizen and became a congressman. There's no need to separate families. Illegal aliens are deported. They take their children with them. We don't want to separate families. Not at all.
Do you find that the woke, though, is preying upon the uninformed and also the emotions as opposed to looking at real facts?
Well, that's all the left is. Uninformed, lawlessness, passions not grounded in science or reality. I mean, it was this notion, Larry, that led to so many Latinos turning away from the left, the idea that men could be women, women can be men, that men belong in women's sports, that men can have babies. The Latino community said, wait, what? Not only does that go against our faith, it goes against science and reality. And a lot of Latinos said, I don't want to buy into your fantasies. I want to live in reality.
And they're also anti-abortion of their Catholic faith.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. But by and large, don't get me wrong, there are some loudmouth leftist Latinos out there that believe in the slaughter of children. There's a debate in the Latino community, just like there is in America writ large. But that's the whole point. There is a debate. Our side is right. The conservative side of the ledger is right. It's correct. It's lawful. It's bound by reality and in faith. And I'm sorry, all you left-wing loons out there, you're just wrong.
Now, you know, the other side of the argument is, well, who's going to make our beds in our hotel rooms? Who's going to take care of our hotel guests? Who's going to cook the food and harvest the crops and so forth?
Well, I know a lot of you left-wingers out there aren't used to that W word. I know that a lot of you are allergic to that W word. Look at the Democrats up in Capitol Hill. They shut down the government. They don't like to work for a living, right? They just like to collect the paychecks. Yeah. You know, a government is welfare for the stupid. At least the elected class anyway. So at any rate, I understand that you may not know how to make your own bed, but maybe it's time you learn.
Yeah. And on top of that, you work brings with it an ethic and supposedly lifts you up as opposed to puts you at the bottom of the state handout.
And that's why so many in the Latino community have so many common principles with the American tradition and the American ethic. In America, work is rewarded with fair compensation, and the government keeps, by and large, its meat hooks out of your free and fair gains. And there's a lot of great work ethic in the Latino community, and that's why that's such a good mesh.
I might have a few years on you, but in Texas, they used to have the Bracero program, where they could come in and work the crops, then go back to Mexico, and then come back in when it came to cultivate or plant again, and then they would go back home. And it was all accepted in the sense that they're here legally just to do that, and then they go home. Can we use that again?
I wouldn't mind a Bracero program, but keep in mind the Democrats' way of doing things is to open up our borders to every criminal, illegal alien, gangbanger from 168 countries. This idea that we have an illegal immigration problem courtesy of Mexico, I've got news for America. These individuals who are flowing across are OTMs, other than Mexicans.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Mexico is still a problem. They're still an enemy nation because they allow their land to be used to invade ours. And they are home to narco terrorists and drug cartels, and it's a corrupt government because it doesn't take care of its people. It's a flag of oppression. It's a nation of oppression. Don't get me wrong. But still, it's not just a Mexican problem.
Very quickly, your thoughts on Trump blowing narco boats out of the water?
My thoughts on that are this. I'm hoping it escalates. I'm hoping that President Trump takes this war seriously. Understand, folks, that his target is not the narco-terrorists necessarily. It's those who are feeding those narco-terrorists to destroy this country. That's Communist China. An attack on every drug boat is an attack on Communist China's efforts to get revenge on America for some inexplicable reason for the opium wars that they still blame the West for. It wasn't us. It was France and it was England that did it to them, but they still blame us. And this is all China aimed at us, and we're kicking China's treacherous communist rear end out of our hemisphere because they don't belong here.
Well said. Chris Salcedo, he's author of the book, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution. You can also catch him on Newsmax TV. Chris, thank you for your time. We'd like to do it again with you.
Larry, my friend, thank you very much. You call and I'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. All right, coming up, our new feature that we have in the 6 o'clock hour every day, the story behind the story. In this case, I was investigating a prostitution ring in Houston, and I got busted.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I got me a gal in Pekin. She's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by the window fan on a long, hot summer day. For every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, so bold, picking up barges on a long, hot summer day.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The story had circulated numerous times, and every time I tried to find a way to get into the story, I was kind of blocked. Dateline Houston, 70s. There was a collection of hotel employees and our hotels themselves involved in hosting prostitution for businessmen coming into Houston. They would fly in from their destination, and maybe it was already prearranged. Someone would pick them up in a limo and take them to the hotel, and there'd be a girl waiting or more to come. Or if they got to the hotel, they were told, ask for so-and-so and tell them you want something special. It was almost open, above board to the extent where it could be seen, and yet it was not quite that open. And you can know something is going on, but you got to be able to prove it. It's like building a criminal case. You know the guy did it. There's no one else that could have done it, but you still are going to have to prove he's guilty. So we were trying to figure out how best to do this, and the idea came up, and I don't recall if it was my idea directly or not, but why don't I come into town at the airport and get picked up and act like a big businessman out of New York or something? Of course, to play the part, I needed a whole new suit because I didn't wear any real expensive suits back then. And I had a diamond clip that we used to hold the collar stays together. And really nice shoes. And a hat, not a cap, a hat. I mean, I was pressed to kill or be laid to rest in one case. So to make sure that we had covered our tracks, I was at the airport, dropped off by one of our news cars. And we waited a while, and then I come out and I hail a cab. We never knew for sure which cab drivers were involved or not involved, but the word had circulated around enough that probably many of them knew about it. And I've got baggage tickets from New York I've attached to my bag. He's putting them in the car, so everything suggests I just got off on a plane from New York. And I want to stay at one of the better hotels in Houston. I'm not going to name the hotel right now because we cannot really say the hotel was directly involved. But if this went on a regular basis without their knowledge, somebody was looking the other way or taking a little something extra to make sure they didn't look at it. So it made it very clear to the cab driver, hey, I'm going to be looking for a good time while I'm in Houston. Got any ideas? He said, when you get to the hotel, ask for James. That's just a name I pulled out of the air. He said, he'll be one of the doormen. Ask James and tell him what you told me and tell him that I told you, because this cab driver wanted a little kickback out of it. So I get to the hotel, and James is working the door, and he's getting my bags out, which have some New York luggage tags on them. I kind of walk over to him, hand him a $50 bill, and say, James, I'd kind of like to have a little fun while I'm here in Houston. Can you help me do that? He said, yes, sir, I can make that happen. You going up to your room. Well, he took the $50. Now, I went up to the room. He took the bags up for me. And I waited. And I waited. And I waited. And I went down to look for James. Hey, James, I was wanting it today. I don't have all day. I'm leaving first thing tomorrow morning. And James was gone for the day. So I don't know if he was actually involved directly or not at that point. But later I understood what was happening because we tried it at another place. We went to a hotel that suggested it was having a party of men with similar interests and women who were willing to make sure the men were happy. And I'm sitting in this living room area, and I can't really get anybody to communicate with me. I'm trying to, but they just, you know, they're kind of looking at me a little strange. What's going on? I'm walking the walk, talking the talk. I got the money I'm flashing around. And, yeah, you could say we were trying to entrap, but at the same time, we were just trying to verify if it was going on. I did not have a photographer inside the room, obviously, so they're listening on a wireless mic if they hear anything, but I wasn't getting anything. Hung around for almost an hour and a half in the living room. Others were coming and going into various bedrooms. I'm sitting there on them. Now, I'm not saying I'm a real handsome guy, but I was dressed to the nines and I had money. I'm drawing $20 bills around to everybody that walks past me just to get a drink, which I often would not finish. And then found out what was happening. It took a while. But I had been busted. They did not recognize Larry Connors, but they looked at me and thought, this guy's either a professional pimp, so why is he here? I guess that's the highest title I would have gotten. Or he's part of the drug enforcement agency, because there were drugs being spread around. So here I am doing my best not to look like a news reporter investigating this, and I've been busted by those I'm trying to get into my trap. I spent 3 hours in that house. I walked out with nothing, no story whatsoever other than what I'm relating to you. And it was the next day word came to me that someone feared that I was an undercover agent. So this is great. I go from being a reporter, quote, an undercover reporter to get the story, but now they think I'm an undercover vice officer or narcotic officer, and they're not going to give me the time of day. I got zilch for the report and effort we put into it. But we continued to dig away at it. And we tried a couple of different ways, and we did, in fact, once again, encounter a couple of people that we'd met and were given instructions on how to line up a date. You want somebody to go dancing with you? We can make that happen. Texas, they call it the cotton sheet dance. Well, again, we're looking to do that. We're trying to get the trap set, but we're also now trying to get it on camera. And my disguise is blown. I cannot go around looking like that again because they think I'm a narc or I'm undercover vice or something. And then we had what we considered maybe a break in the case. A friend of a friend of a friend was suggesting I know one of the girls and how it all goes down. She's willing to tell you the story. Well, that's good. We got her and we got an interview with her. But again, it's her word. And we don't have any documentation. So we're trying to decide what is the next step. Do we go back and try the guy like me flying in from New York again and go through that whole effort again, or we just move forward? News directors get a little antsy if they see a crew is not really producing a story on a timely basis. So-called investigative units, which we had, it took time to develop a story. You couldn't just turn it. It's not like you had a truck crash and you go rolling out and you get the story right away. They wanted it yesterday. And every day we kept stretching it out, the more angry he was getting that we weren't producing anything. Basically thinking we're just out there goofing off. Well, we were trying. We just weren't successful. Until there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So our break came when I was introduced to a guy and said he can make contacts for you and get all the information you want. He was a vice undercover officer. And he had busted several of these. So he thought, yeah, I want to be on TV and I'll help you break all this up. But the hotels that were involved, big name hotels in Houston, here came the lawyers. They were wanting to look over our script. And if we put a name in one of those hotels in there, we better have more than just an allegation from even from an undercover vice officer. Lawyers are basically the attitude, and I have a lot of friends who are lawyers. They would rather you just not do the story, period. They just didn't want the exposure. So they wanted it all shut down. What did we end up getting? Zip. Had all the evidence, we thought, but we couldn't prove anything. And we were not going to go on the air with what we had. Now, there is another story about prostitution out of Texas, and I've been connected with it. Some of you might have heard of before. There was a Broadway show made out of it, then a movie starring Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton, Dom DeLuise, The Chicken Ranch, known then as the best little whorehouse in Texas. This was something we could actually get some material on. And again, it did involve some undercover work and also dealing with politicians at a high-ranking level all the way to the governor's office. The Chicken Ranch had operated for decades in LaGrange, Texas. You've heard ZZ Top when they're playing LaGrange. Sure, a lot of pretty women, and that's what they're talking about. That story is going to take more time to tell because there's so many different angles to it. Investigative reporting, I don't care how well you try to put it together, you're at the mercy of the people that want or supplying information or ones who are willing to come forward, and then they may change their mind. The Chicken Ranch, however, was a story that stood the test of time and the test of truth or lie. I will spend time on the Chicken Ranch at a future story. In fact, you can read right now, you can pull up a Texas Monthly magazine, their 10-year anniversary. They wrote all about the chicken ranch. And a guy named Larry Connors and another one named Marvin Zindler. I did not really get a role mentioned in the movie or the stage play. Marvin did, basically. That was the Dom DeLuise character. But I will tell you this. This is something to keep in mind. There is a thin line between credit and blame. And I'm happy I did not get linked into it to that fashion. Busting the chicken ranch in LaGrange. Very extensive work that included members of the Department of Public Safety, State Highway Patrol intel agents. They were feeding us information. It is not the biggest story I've ever done, not the most fascinating, but it is a part of the career that makes another story behind the story, which we will break down on a future date. As far as the Houston prostitution ring I was trying to bust, and in fact I get busted because they assume I'm an undercover agent anyway, we wasted a lot of hours and time and got nothing for it when you got down to it. Tomorrow, the story behind the story. The tragic suicide of former St. Louis meteorologist Bob Richards, and how some at that station accused me of making my career on his bones. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.